From EdSurge, how teachers make writing achievable without lowering standards. I'm just not a good writer. It's a phrase teachers hear too often, usually at the exact moment a writing task is assigned. For many students, the leap from understanding a concept to putting it on paper feels like an impossible hurdle. Writing is often treated as a final reveal of learning at the end of a unit, potentially a high-pressure task that can feel overwhelming for students who haven't been given a clear roadmap. Educators are increasingly recognizing that to help students succeed, they have to move beyond simply assigning writing and start explicitly teaching it. Dr. Barry Olson, Vice President, Reading Curriculum and Instruction, Curriculum Associates, to explore how to make this shift. EdSurge caught up with Dr. Barry Olson, Vice President of Reading Curriculum and Instruction at Curriculum Associates. Drawing on her experience as a literacy designer and former college professor, Olson discusses why students struggle with the demands of writing and how a backward design approach can transform writing instruction in the classroom. EdSurge, we've seen a major shift toward research-based, explicit reading instruction over the past decade. Is writing on a similar trajectory? What does strong instruction look like in practice? Olson, the research base around writing is clear. Students become stronger writers when instruction is explicit, structured, and grounded in knowledge-building content. So when we think about strong writing instruction, it is not about assigning more essays. It's really about directly teaching the craft of writing. We have to clarify the final product to bring that necessary focus and coherence to instruction. Each lesson across a unit should move students incrementally closer to that final writing task. What are the most common reasons students struggle with writing, and what do those challenges look like in real classrooms? It's important to remember that writing is one of the most cognitively demanding things that students do in a classroom. Writing asks students to generate ideas, organize those ideas, select evidence, construct sentences, and monitor conventions all at the same time. For many students, that cognitive load can feel overwhelming. I think a lot of writing struggles stem from gaps in foundational writing skills. So students may not have had enough structured practice to organize their thinking, or they may struggle to express ideas orally, which, if you think about it, is just going to make it that much harder for them to then get it down on paper. For teachers looking to strengthen writing instruction, what first step makes the biggest difference? Writing is one of the most cognitively demanding things that students do in a classroom. Dr. Barry Olson, the most powerful starting point is backward design. It starts not with what is the teacher doing with the student, but with the teacher asking, what do I want students to be able to produce at the end of this unit? Is it a literary analysis? Is it an evidence-based argument? Is it an explanatory essay? And then what kind of thinking do I want to see from my students? Once that endpoint is clear, teachers can plan a coherent sequence of lessons that build the necessary skills step by step. Writing prompts play a central role in instruction. What makes a writing prompt truly effective for students? What I always tell people is that the quality of student writing is determined by the quality of the prompt. Are we giving them the information they need to be successful at this task? We see people who want to use shorter prompts or less complex ones. They think it's easier when, in fact, vague prompts increase the cognitive load for students because they are left guessing. Clear prompts make instruction and assessment stronger because they can be aligned with explicit teaching. A well-designed prompt might feel hard, but it sets these students up for success because it is transparent about expectations. Any writing prompt should require students to return to the text, to quote, analyze and explain, which reinforces close reading skills while strengthening writing. Even with strong prompts, writing can feel overwhelming. How can teachers scaffold tasks without oversimplifying? When we talk about scaffolding writing, the key is chunking complexity. It is also starting much earlier than most people realize. It starts not with what is the teacher doing with the student, but with the teacher asking, what do I want students to be able to produce at the end of this unit? Olson, these scaffolds not only help students get where they need to be and give them a clear sense of purpose, but they also send a really important message. Learning involves collecting information, layering it onto what we already know, and then communicating what we've learned. Work doesn't begin the day that students are told, hey, start your essay. It begins on the first day of the unit. The key is not lowering the bar. The scaffolds and progression make rigorous writing achievable for all students. The most powerful starting point is backward design. Why is it important to teach reading and writing together? And how can teachers integrate them in daily instruction? Reading and writing are reciprocal processes. When students analyze a text's structure, an author's argument, or use of evidence, they are building a blueprint for their own writing. Teaching reading and writing together makes literacy instruction more efficient and impactful because writing becomes a tool for thinking. It's a cycle. Stronger reading leads to stronger writing, and stronger writing helps students defend their thinking and deepen comprehension. I want to walk into a classroom that's loud because kids are so excited about what they are learning that they can't keep it in. Writing gives them a way to leave a permanent record of their thinking.